Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on the Saints Coaches Show on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And online now with the Saints linebackers coach, Michael Hodges. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Mike, one of the things over the offseason, we do this camp in Thibodaux, Louisiana Line Camp. Pete Jenkins runs it. Pete's been coaching now, I think he told me, 54 years. He's 82 years old. And he says, you know, the one position that has changed more than anything in that time frame has been the linebacker spot. He said, man, you know, back 70s, 80s, you were looking for this big thumper in the middle or that big-time edge rusher that looked like a defensive end that could play outside linebacker. And he said some of that is true off the edge. But it's really changed because if you can't cover, you coming out the game, you run out of downs. So your thoughts on that and also the progress of Pete Werner. Because taking a look at him on the hoof, he looks like a big, strong safety. Maybe it's the number he wears. I don't know. But, man, his instincts and his smarts to play this game really jumps out at you. So the thought about the change in what you were maybe looking for years ago at linebacker, what you got to get today because it's more of a pitch-and-catch game, and also to the progress of Pete Werner.
Yeah, sure. Look, I've been down to that camp in Thibodaux. I went down there with Nielsen a few years ago, The one thing that hasn't changed is teaching, you know, and that's one thing that Pete Jenkins has done a great job of. But really, to your question, that's really a big part of our evaluation. If we can't answer a prospect's ability to cover, and if we're not evaluating that part of his game well, we're going to put ourselves in a bind. And so You nailed it on the head. That's a critical part of the linebacker play now, and it just is something added on to what hasn't changed, which is the instincts and the leadership and the intelligence and those types of things that we always are sure to hold those guys accountable for as well. As far as Pete, look, he's a smart player who came in here with a mature mindset and has continued each week both as a young player and learning and asking questions, but also perfecting his process, and that's helped him prepare and perform the way he has the last few weeks as a pretty good linebacker in the NFL right now.
Well, you know, Coach Hodges, along those lines, because we've seen it in a preseason game, that's why I think he's back on board, even though he's with the practice squad. What I have noticed about Pete Werner and Chase Hansen is that play recognition, that they're able to react, and then that's how you get tackles for a loss or no gains and all that, that you're not sitting and waiting to react. Now, you got to be able to make tackles, obviously, but if you can, if you can recognize a certain play or a scheme and attack it, I think we've seen that with Chase Hansen. It was back on the radar after all the injuries. And then Pete Werner, obviously, from the get-go, when from the Atlanta game when he was ready to play.
Yeah, if you asked us to identify one particular trait that it's going to either hold back or allow a player to excel in the linebacker room, and it's going to be instincts, and that's really what it is. Now, there's things that you can do to get a tick ahead on that and continue to improve that. A lot of that is innate and developed in your younger years as you develop into a college football player. But it's a really, really important, critical point that we focus on in our evaluation of these players. And look, we've got a linebacker room of that with a bunch of guys with good instincts, and so it's fun to coach.
Now, Coach Hodges, one thing, looking at the defense where we're at, I wish our scoring defense was better. Obviously, in this day and age, you can hold a team into the teens. Shame on you if you don't win. But we were outstanding red zone defense against the Vikings. They were only 2 of 5, 40%, and we're able to have the number one red zone defense last year. And it didn't start out this way for the game as far as third down defense. But we've been outstanding. It's been like low 30%. So when you're trying to get off the field, now I wish we had more takeaways, but I think our red zone defense and third down defense has been outstanding.
Yeah, look, it all starts with D.A., and then you've got Ryan Nielsen and Chris Richard who do a great job preparing us for the week. Obviously, last year was a big jump from the year before that in the red zone, and that's been a big part of the success of this defense. We got off to a slow start a little bit on third down. You mentioned that. Stubbed our toe a few times there, but look, really got to give Minnesota some credit. They did a good job of attacking some of our man coverage early on in that game. So DA had to sprinkle in a few different calls in there to allow us to pass some of those things off, which really paid dividends as the game went on and got us back on track to be a, pretty dominant third down defense again.
Now, Coach Hodges, how would you describe like DeMario Davis? And look at all your coaching experience and players you've been around. To me, that's like a fantasy to coach a guy like that, simply because he's not only leading by example, but also a vocal leader, and then he can back it up, getting the players fired up. We've seen Drew Brees do that. We've seen Double D, DeMario Davis do that. It just seems like he's been a truly special player for the Saints on defense and being that leader that you need.
Look, you've nailed it. DeMario's special in a lot of ways. I think he's developed. He's in, I think, year 11 now, and he's growing into that role, able to be here under Drew for a few years before Drew left and learn from that player as a leader. But really what makes DeMario special is all the things you see. Those are all true, and I don't want to discredit any of that. But really his continued trust in the process, his continued effort to becoming a better football player each week. It doesn't change. I mean, it's not uncommon for him to say, hey, where's the 1% this week, or where's the 1% today, Hodges? And we focus on that. And so that's allowed this player to continue to be better and better and better year in and year out over the last few years that he's been here. And so it's really been, you said it, but it's been a privilege to coach.
Coach, the other thing, too, is ability to rush the quarterback. If that's what you had really asked him to do, he'd be elite in that, too.
Yeah, I think that this guy, he coined the term hybrid, whatever the hell that is, a couple years ago, and he likes to fancy himself as a guy that can do everything. I don't think he can play quarterback, but he thinks he can, and he's just a guy that can do a lot of things, and we just got to put him in the right position to do them. And so that's what we do, Tuesday through Friday, of trying to make sure we get our guys in the best position to make plays for us and to use their best traits to our advantage.
Now, Coach Hodges, how does this come into play? Because a lot of competition at linebacker and only so many guys could start. But how does that process come about with you and Coach Rizzi as far as special teams? You look at a contribution. Obviously, Andrew Dowell got everyone's attention last year on special teams. Now he needs to step it up this year on that. And then you look like a Zach Bond, Caden Ellis. And then I talked about Chase Hansen in the practice squad, Nephi Sewell, and then Eric Wilson. So how does that conversation, you talk about the final roster and everything comes about, how important that not just being purely a linebacker, but your contribution that if you had to go in the game at linebacker, maybe in a pinch, if you are a backup, but you are a starter when it comes to special teams. How does that work with you and Coach Rizzi as far as who's on activated or who's not? Does that come into play with you, or is that a Coach Rizzi call, or that's a combination?
Well, I think it's a combination, but really at the end of the day, we identify who's going to be playing the most. And if you're not a starter, you better have a role with our special teams. And that doesn't just start once the game week comes around. That starts back when we are in the off season and evaluating players in college, evaluating players in free agency. You know, what is our vision for that player? If he's a first and second down starter, okay, what is he going to be? What is he going to be for us on special teams? If he's not that, he has to have a role in Rizzi's room. And ultimately, when we look at it each week, you talk about this. It almost seems cliche when teams talk about being balanced, both offensive, defensively, and special teams. But really, man, that's a focus of every one of our staff meetings each day is, okay, how's this roster going to play out for this weekend to make sure we have the best chance to win? So it's a consistent, continuous conversation of trying to get the right balance there.
Hodges, looking at Zach Bond, you know, some fans are disappointed, but I'm looking at he's amongst the leader in tackles on special teams. So even though he hasn't saw the field as a defensive player, he's contributed at a high level right there with JT Gray on special teams.
Yes, Zach's done a great job. Zach's a critical factor on our special teams, and he prepares in our meeting room, in the linebacker meeting room, as if he's the starting will linebacker. So when the opportunity comes, if it does, he's going to be ready. Right now, his role is to be a key contributor and star on special teams, and that's why he's owning it the way he is.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and good luck this coming Sunday against Seattle.
All right, guys. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Coach Hodges, just tell him take away the football. We need to create more turnovers.
We need to be in the plus route.
Yeah.
I promise you that is a focus on our end, fellas.
All right.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. Mike Hodges, the linebackers coach for the New Orleans Saints. We'll take a break and finish it up here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.